My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was in seminary studying for the priesthood, one of the unique things that I experienced not having attended Catholic school growing up was learning about many saints. There were holy men and women whose names maybe I'd heard or seen on the building but knew little else about them. And then there were others whose names and stories were even more foreign and unique to me. And two who came to mind and were kind of nudging me all week were St. Maximilian Kolbe, and the other was Blessed Solanus Casey. Just the names are kind of cool, aren't they? I had a former missionary that I'd worked with who introduced me to his son, whom they named Maximilian. And the little guy couldn't have been 4 years old, and for the most part, they call him Max, still because the mom and dad were introducing me to him for the first time. They wanted to highlight how they named him after Maximilian Kolbe. And the little guy was like someone called out the Hulk. He started to stand up straight here and started to flex or something. He knew there was something important about this man whom he had been named after, that he was brave and courageous, which is undoubtedly the case. St. Maximilian Kolbe is most remembered after being arrested by the Nazi regime after the authorities had ordered the shutdown of his monastery where he was a priest in February 1941. And a few months later, when a prisoner escaped from the camp, one of the commanders of Auschwitz ordered 10 men to be starved to death in an underground bunker to deter further escape attempts. And when one of the selected men cried out, "My wife, my children," Kolbe volunteered to take his place, which the guards allowed, which resulted in Kolbe's death. And the man who was spared eventually would be in St. Peter's Square in Rome twice, first when Maximilian was beatified, and then some years later when he was canonized the same. Solanus Casey's story is entirely different. He's this humble Franciscan friar known for his holiness throughout his life and his ministry, with a saying that became the title of his biography, his expression, "Thank God ahead of time," which captured his spirituality so beautifully, where he would encourage people that when they prayed for a particular intention, they had to have the sense of complete surrender and trust to God, knowing that God listened, that he heard their prayers, that he is love and he answers, so that whatever the situation, whatever the predicament that they were facing, they were to bear their hearts and souls as deeply and profoundly as they needed to, but to conclude with that heartfelt thanking of God, that it wasn't based on results of them getting what they wanted or expected from their prayers, but simply knowing that God heard and answered their prayers. Understandably, we were kind of drawn to the highlights of their stories, the headlines. We need heroes in the faith to look up to who inspire us to be that selfless and courageous like Maximilian Kolbe, or invite us to that type of faith in God's attention to our prayers and that radical trust in his providence like Solanus Casey. But both of these men had stories that preceded these highlights. Maximilian Kolbe's life as a Franciscan friar and a priest is almost forgotten in light of that final act of sacrifice. But here's a guy who entered the Franciscans at age 13. By age 19, he had earned a doctorate degree in philosophy, and 4 years later, another doctorate degree in theology. He founded this worldwide evangelization movement that's still active to this day. He created publishing houses, founded monasteries, did mission work in Asia for a few years. All this before his death at the hands of the Nazi regime when he was in his 40s. Just reading what he did, it sounded like he lived four lifetimes. And Solanus Casey was the complete opposite. This simple man who was a lumberjack from Wisconsin. He felt the call to priesthood, but because of his difficulty with studies and then trying to learn the languages of Latin or German, the only languages that classes in the local seminaries were being taught in, he was directed to try the Franciscans, which they thought would be a little bit easier for him to navigate academically. And in his diary, he's kind of honest that he didn't really want to do it. He wanted to be a diocesan priest or possibly even a Jesuit. But he was told that the only place he could probably hope to get ordained was with the Franciscans. And he felt that the call to priesthood was so important that he would even go with this group that he didn't personally want to. And then, because he continued to struggle so much with school, they limited what he would be able to do when he was finally called to be ordained a priest. He could celebrate Mass, but he was not allowed to preach or absolve people's sins in confession. So he ended up literally as the doorman for the monastery. His assignment was that he was the porter for his religious community. Both of these men, as incredibly different as their life stories are, had one major thing in common, and that's that they demonstrate the truth of today's gospel. As they remained in Jesus Christ, they experienced how Jesus remained in them. This passage we just heard comes from the Last Supper, so even though we're still in the Easter season, this gospel brings us back to the night before Jesus' passion and death. And we hear this portion of Jesus' lengthy final discourse to his followers. And in this part, he starts talking about vines and branches and bearing fruit. And there's something foreign about this imagery to our ears. Not simply because a majority of us have so little experience with farming, but so many of the lessons that a farmer experiences in the not-so-distant past were still taught in many different areas and ways that are being lost and forgotten to us. Because we're living in a world where the immediacy of our wants and needs being answered is at a premium, that we're losing a sense of the patience of planting, of nurturing, of letting something grow. It's all kind of being forgotten. And because we've allowed technology to grow more and more unchecked, running and possibly ruining the world, allowing it to do more and more tasks now thanks to artificial intelligence, we're letting it communicate and think and even create for us, that the insights and the maturity and trust that come from our doing those things is being lost. St. Maximilian Kolbe and Solanus Casey are two examples from the last century who joined the long line of men and women who knew the most important thing in life was Jesus Christ, He was first and foremost for everything about their lives. And I often find myself trying to imagine being in their places, and it's hard to imagine. To even being as detached from all the amazing things that Maximilian started and kept letting go of because his superiors were asking him to do something else. I can imagine arguing, I just started. Things are just starting to take off. I want to see this through. Or can't someone else do this other thing that I was being asked to do? Or to be as humble as Silanus. I know I'm not that humble. I know I would have been angry or hurt if I was told I was not smart enough. Or that, yeah, I could be ordained, but I couldn't do what most priests do. I can imagine myself falling into sins of envy and jealousy and being uncharitably criticizing those who could preach and hear confessions. But both of these men show the amazing beauty and how God is glorified through us when we remain connected to Jesus and we allow the Father to take over the control that we think we want, taking us in directions we could never have imagined or never foreseen happening. Because of the tragic multitudes of people who died at the hands of the evilest of regimes, and the hundreds and thousands of names of individuals who caused that to happen, St. Maximilian Kolbe is this unexpected light of faith, hope, and love that not only ministered to people in that darkest of hours, but is this lasting sign that reminds us of God's mysterious but true presence, even in the most darkest of places. Reminding us that whatever dark night we experience, that's true for us too, as long as we remain connected to Jesus. Blessed and hopefully soon to be Saint Silanus Casey showed us that it wasn't about something he did, but who he followed that matters. He might not have ever preached a homily from the pulpit or absolved sins in the confessional, but reading his biography, you hear how throngs of people from all around the country were drawn to this man. People would all come to speak to the doorman. And the conversions and the healings, some incredibly miraculous, some ordinary, but just as impactful and important. As much as they tried to keep records, they couldn't keep up with the number of legitimate miracles that resulted after Silanus told these people he would pray for them. And on their part, people needed to thank God ahead of time. Jesus' words from today's gospel, "Remain in me as I remain in you." Both of these holy men are inviting us to increase Jesus' importance in our lives, asking ourselves how rooted and connected are we to him? And how is that being realized in our lives? One commentator pointed out that the word "remain" that we use in our translation kind of has a negative connotation to it, like "don't go away," when the original word that Jesus spoke and St. John used were a little bit more closer to "live," as you live in a home. So this commentator suggested the less familiar word, "abide." We have to look at how we are abiding in him and finding that when we do that, how he abides in us. That in living in him, we drink in the body and blood of Christ. We allow his life and his love to flow in us like the sap in a tree or the vine in its branches. And when we do that, then we can begin to consider these two last quotes. The first from Blessed Silanus Casey, who said, "Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your tasks. Then the doing of your work shall be no miracle, but you shall be a miracle." And St. Maximilian Kolbe, who counseled, "Start serving God this very day. This may be the last day of your life. Live as if this day were your last. Because tomorrow is uncertain and yesterday no longer belongs to you. Only the present is yours."
And there is an ear that listens to all things, an eye that peruses all the most secret emotions of your heart, a hand that notes down each thing. Be holy. If others have managed, why could you not do it as well? If you believe it, if you desire it, with God's help, you may still become a saint. Yes, you can. You can.